Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is our BOT UFF collective bargaining session. The date is June 8th, 2017. I guess even though we got a slightly skeleton crew today, we'll begin as we normally do and distribute the minutes. Anything on our side? I guess the minutes are approved then.
Yeah, can we do introductions just to get the credit with?
Certainly. Why don't we start with?
Okay, I'm John Faust from the biology department, and I'm the lead negotiator.
I'm Lee Ross from criminal justice, assistant to John.
John Rabel, sign for distributed mic.
And I'm Chuck Riley, assistant vice provost and substitute negotiator for today.
I'm Ashley Connors, recording.
I'm Charlie Piper, I'm associate director and contract compliance and administrative support.
Ross Wolf, associate dean, College of Health Public Affairs.
Lonnie Karosik, associate provost and chief of staff for academic affairs.
Lucretia Foody, faculty excellence.
Sarah Lovell, human resources.
Helen Sherbrock, academic affairs. Jim
Okay. Well, I guess the last time we got together, we shared with you a couple of proposals, and I guess we're kind of hoping to hear from you today.
Oh, because we were expecting to hear from you about the protocols for the TIP awards, that those are being worked on. Do you have those?
This is what we got from Faculty Excellence. We'd be happy to show you what we have. So one of the folks that is with us here today is Lucretia Cooney, representing Faculty Excellence. She can help me if some questions come up about these.
Approve the minutes, Nick, and just looking over this the standardized submission format for the different incentive awards.
Okay. Yes.
So the idea is to do tips first,
yes.
Probably because they encompass more people. Is that the
mm-hmm.
more possibilities? And then Ria's and then Sotal trailing behind. And then the system availability is when folks can get in and log in and all
correct.
That. And,
correct.
Okay. And so then the text fields. Oh, I wish Mason were here because you could see how this fits in what he had. You're a writing guy. How many pages is 500 words?
Two pages?
Clearly, you're not a Gordon Bull teacher.
We try to do things in as few words as possible. This correspond to what was what's been done in the past? I guess that's a question
so
to ask first.
For Ria, it's exactly the same.
Okay.
Sotal, it's exactly the same.
Okay.
Tip, this is really the way we ran it for this year, in part for the fields requirements. What we did is we conducted a poll of the colleges and their requirements for TIP, and we took the majority of what each college or what the colleges required, and we incorporated it into the system.
Into this format,
adopted,
into this framework.
Into the framework, yes.
Can you explain that again? Just because I haven't done it myself.
So each college has its own set of criteria. And we just looked through the criteria to see what is it that each college requires. And for example, the only college to not require annual evaluations was business. But every other college asked for annual evaluations. So we just listed that on here as a requirement because that would fulfill the requirements for the rest of the colleges.
I see.
So let me see if I can summarize this. There's nothing that a college is currently requiring that's not covered in here.
Correct. And the last optional supporting materials section, it doesn't say it's specifically on this table. We could have more than one of those as an upload. It's not maximum, you know, it's not to exceed 40 megabytes in total. It's like per upload.
Oh, so if someone had a sound file, you know, a performing artist or something
yeah.
like that, then
and
they
what
could
we're encouraging them to do is if they have, if someone has something like that, to place it on YouTube, or we're trying to come up with a comparable product that they can point to it, and that way it doesn't exceed capacity for PeopleSoft.
Ah, okay. Do we want to take a quick caucus?
Sure.
We'll just step outside.
Okay.
So break on there we go.
Go out the lobby or something.
Okay, we're reconvened for our collective bargaining session on June 8th.
Okay, so we had a chance to talk this over and just had a couple of questions just
okay.
to see how close our thinking is to yours on things. So let's just start from the top, I guess. One of the suggestions that we had from our experience with the TIP is that grade distributions are really useful. And especially on the committees, sometimes some folks will include them and others won't. And so it makes it really difficult because you've got that information from some and not from others. And making that a required field would be really useful.
So she can take that back. We can talk about that.
Yeah, just...
Talk about it, certainly.
Okay.
So you don't see that, though, as something that a candidate could put in the supporting materials?
They could, and that's how it works now, but then sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't.
But that's what optional supporting materials are.
But he wants that to be required.
It makes it hard for the committee to evaluate, because then for some people you have it, and so you can see the pattern, and then for other people that information is missing.
Right.
And it just standardizes it so that it's clear to everybody what the grade distributions look like.
And this carry over to the tenure promotion process, because some people say, well, if we didn't require Jen, I'm not going to put him in my tenure package, which I've seen in our college. No grade distributions or SDIs, anything like that.
Wow. Well, that was the first idea we had. And the second is under the RIA, combining, just making a one field that has the research and, you know, bumping up to, you know, basically one page to like 250 words, because that primary secondary area is artificial, and a lot of faculty, how can I put this diplomatically, they're very careful in how they partition it. In other words, they really are only doing research in one area, or it's a unified field, and they're artificially separating it into two just to meet the criteria when it's really not. So like with myself, I'd be a good example of that. I do a lot of marine, I do research mostly in wet systems. And so to meet this, I'll separate freshwater and marine, even though the freshwater runs into the marine, and sometimes I'm working on that interface. It's just artificial, just because I have to do it. And that would be one less text field.
It does say optional for that field, yes.
Yeah, it is optional. So if somebody did not submit any information for a secondary research area, that wouldn't pose any problems with your system.
The
concern, if I can speak, the system is kind of already established with these parameters as we ran it this year. It's going to take us 1 year to get it developed. We can get it developed to meet what your conditions you're talking about, the 250 word requirement or character limitation, whatever is decided upon, but it won't be in effect for this year. There's no way we can get it. Alternatively, if it was decided upon that that was bargained, that was mandatory, we could create an upload field and allow people to upload a PDF.
I think what she's saying, John, is that right now, you know, this text field 1, 2, and 3, the framework is there. That's the skeleton for how everything is. So maybe we can make it clearer about the optional, that it's unnecessary if you can cite your research in the 100-word maximum. Lucretia, would it be possible to increase the 100-word to 150?
Sure.
Okay, so that's fixed for the moment. So that's the system blockage. It is.
It's a computer.
One of the reasons that the dates have been arranged the way they are is because we're working around PeopleSoft shutdowns. You know how you have a weekend when they say you
right.
can't get into PeopleSoft, so we don't want that to be the weekend before these things are due. So we really have put a lot of thought into working with CS&T, and if it's rigid right now, it's rigid. So we're trying to give people the best opportunity with the rigidity of the system as it is. Does that make sense?
But our bargaining positions are not constrained by rigidity of computer systems.
Well, that is absolutely true. You can express what you'd like, and we can tell you that this is what the framework is, and this is what we're able to offer.
It's what you're willing to offer. My bet is that you could get, if you put out a $1,000 reward and send it out to your computer science students, by tomorrow morning, at whatever date, time you decide to stamp it, you'd have solutions for it.
What was your other thing? What was the next thing?
These are computer systems.
Yeah. It is, but you're talking about a limited number of people have access to make the kind of changes that need to be made.
But that's different from rigidity of the system. Let's make that clear. That's an unwillingness to task the folks to do the work as opposed to the framework and architecture of the system. Those are two different things.
All right. We understand that's your view of it. What's next on the list?
Well, it's the truth, right? It's not the architecture. It can be done, right?
Correct.
So that's not the limiting step, is it?
No, it's the
thank
resources
you. No, it's not.
Support.
It's the resources and support. And so that's something that can be tasked if you choose to do it.
And what we're saying is we're very interested in hearing what you have as a position, because as we move forward in the future years, perhaps those very changes can be incorporated in there.
Right. But it doesn't necessarily have to be in future years. It could be in this year.
Right.
It could be done tomorrow if the desire was there to do it. Correct?
Well,
I don't know if it could be done tomorrow.
I don't know that that's true. The folks that have to do these kinds of things have a number of tasks before. What you're suggesting is that this be moved to the top of the heap, that this is absolutely number one, and I don't think that that's likely.
But it's
to
also
happen.
Not so low that it's going to take a year to do it. We've got 1,600 people in our bargaining unit.
Well,
okay,
it
those
isn't
folks
a year.
Should be,
it isn't a year. For
those
example,
folks should have a higher
system,
priority.
The system availability says November 15th, so there's less than 6 months, so it's not a year. So time's ticking away. We don't have a full year to make that happen.
Well, look at how many bargaining sessions you guys canceled because you weren't ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. John, would you like to go to the next thing, please?
No, Charlie. Part of this issue is that you're not prepared, you don't do things ahead of time, and you constantly have these constraints that aren't real constraints.
Right.
It's a matter of putting the institutional resources to get it done.
All right, well,
and it affects our bargaining unit.
I understand that that is a concern to you. We're interested in hearing other things that you have as well that we can consider.
But is what you're saying nothing can change in this system this year?
I'm not saying anything.
So why have the conversation this year?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying let's have the conversation. I don't know whether it can change. I'm hearing from someone in Faculty Excellence says she believes that it can't be changed on short order. That may be the case. But let's see what everything is on your list. And I'm willing to ask those questions to find out if it's possible. The answer may be no. What Lucretius told us may be.
No, it's possible. The question is whether you're willing to do it and on what time.
But, John, it's not just do it. There's other things that the university has to do.
No, I understand
it's
that.
It's just a question of whether this gets moved into a particular priority level, given everything else that's going on, whether it's doable by November. I don't know.
But I think you can understand that we hear a lot of frustration from members of our bargaining unit about them being the bottom priority. Okay? And that comes through really clearly if you look at the coach survey. And the first thing in that coach survey that the consultant says, you need to own this. And the university and this administration have not owned the results of that survey. Our bargaining unit is really frustrated, and we hear it.
Okay.
Okay?
I get the message.
Over and over again, we hear it.
Asking John is for you to share with us the other issues that you got on your list.
Okay, that'll
I'd like to have complete information.
Okay, so the other item is under supporting materials. Having that designated as optional, we're concerned will cause confusion because the supporting materials really are there to verify and expand on statements that are made in these other text fields.
Right.
And so we're trying to find a way, well, I think maybe just moving the word optional out of that opening parentheses and putting it behind the not to exceed 40 megabytes, and putting it in front of that. But really, folks when they're submitting should have information in there. Because the idea is that it's supporting, it's clarifying, it's expanding on, providing examples of the information that they mention in their other text fields.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you would like the last row on that table to say supporting materials, left paren, optional, semicolon, not to exceed 40 megabytes.
Per item.
Right paren.
Per item. Or we can even take the word optional out.
I think, John, that this table is used to represent how the framework will be set up. I think there'll be more instruction and explanation within the actual document. This is sort of shorthand for what's happening.
Okay.
But I don't disagree with that. Optional is less optional. If you want to explain your project more fully, I think you're going to need to use that field, and I would hope that people would assume that. But I believe that this is just a summary, in a sense, of what would be available to the. Am I correct in saying that? So it'll be more fully explained about examples about what this might look like. So it'll have a little bit more explanation when it actually comes to submitting your items.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying in the hallway, we just want to make it clear, as someone who sat on the TIP committee last year, the option, the as it is right now with the optional, there's a few optional things a couple of last year. As a committee member, we didn't really know how to handle that because there was no comparators across all of the candidates for the award. And so it was kind of left at a loss and became extraordinarily arbitrary at that point if it was just optional material. And so trying to make it clear that that supplementary material is tethered to these required categories is, I think, is really important for committees as they assess.
And I think that's where I hear you about wanting to standardize the grade distributions because of that reason. So that we did hear you on that, and we'll ask about it.
Okay, and then on the SOTL, what we'd like to see is both the annual evaluations and the evaluations, the assignments and the evaluations be included. So that's just across the board, making that comparable with TIP and RIA. So that way you can, the folks on the committee, again, can have a fuller understanding of what the expectation is for that person, and especially because this one is at the level of the university. And we have such big differences among departments and teaching loads and research expectations and stuff. It'll just help inform the committee about, you know, if someone's teaching a 4-4 in one department and another department it's 1-1, but it has labs or something. You know, having the committee be able to understand that would be really helpful, we think.
We can take that back.
So I want to make sure I understand. You want the annual assignments included and the annual evaluations?
Yeah, just across the board on all three categories. So the check marks for SOTL and research will be the same, which makes sense because SOTL is a research award, even though sometimes there's confusion in our bargaining unit about that. We have to keep trying to educate people about that. Then the other suggestion we had is in that text field 3 for the RIA is somewhere in the beginning of the title of that, adding the words and impact. Because you could have achievements and recognition, and then what comes to my mind is examples from the last time I was on the committee where some of the mathematicians were developing formulas and theories that were then being used in things like medical devices, MRIs, and stuff like that. So really cool research. And so that serves to remind people to explain what the impact is. So if they just talked about what their theory was, the committee wouldn't have that wow factor that, oh, yeah, this has applications for air traffic control, for
So it says impact in TIP, and it says impact in SOTL, but that word's missing for RIA. And
yeah,
you're
it's really
suggesting to include that.
Just to include it in that string.
Okay. We can take that to them.
Anything else on that?
Did I catch everything, guys?
Yeah. Those are
okay.
Those are our major thoughts on it. We think this is a good step forward, you know, in standardizing things and, you know, having the dates staggered and set well in advance, and it was really smart to look at when the system would be down so we don't get caught unexpected and create chaos. That was a very smart move by whoever thought of it. So I think this is good progress, and then we just have to incorporate it, you know, into the document somehow.
I
And just to be clear, can we get some idea of what you guys intend to bring to the table next time in response to these issues or whatever, just so we can have some agenda or a calendar?
Well, we will respond to these things that you brought up right now about this table, absolutely.
We were thinking that you might have some articles to bring to us today.
Well, not yet. We need to get some information on a few things
first.
So I'll get with you, Charlie, about that.
Okay.
So, for example, with the with the equities. With the equity for the folks who are below the thresholds, mm-hmm. our spreadsheet is from February, and so looking at it, the amount that it would take to get people up to the level is more than the $250,000.
Right.
Okay.
But it may be that a number of folks have left, and so.
Yeah, I think we're looking at what May. Isn't May the deadline on that? The May 7th, isn't that the cutoff date? I don't have it in front of me.
I think it was May, yeah.
So, yeah, there may have been some attrition, but I don't know that there would be significant. What number did you guys come up with?
We came up with, well, we were at 360,000, but then we didn't.
Did you exclude visiting and other people like that? Because that really does bring down the number quite a bit.
I don't think we looked at visiting, but we also didn't include some people who were on 12-month contracts that were further down the list. So we still have to
look at
that.
Well, they still have a threshold. The 12-month people still have a threshold to
meet. Yeah, it's just different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we just would like information on that, so we know exactly what it is.
Okay.
And there are a couple of other things too, but I'll talk to you about getting that information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anything else to share?
No, not today particularly. No.
I have a question. Will this particular are you thinking about moving the Excellence Awards to a system similar to this as well? I know it's a little less involved, but...
Well, it's a matter of resources again. We're trying to get one thing at a time, I think, aren't we?
We are. We are currently, and it's up into faculty, looking at a new system called Interfolio that might be able to support all of the awards and promotion and tenure. You're certainly welcome to attend those sessions and get more information on it, but I really don't have much to share with you right now on that. It's still early in the beginnings of looking at a product.
Do we have a listing of all the awards that are given out?
They're on our website.
Okay, and that's the complete list as far as we know?
As far as I know, it is.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be reflective of everything in the CBA? And nothing else. There's nothing outside of it. So sabbaticals are an award. PDLs are an award.
They're just located in a different location. But under awards on our website, you'll find the awards. Sabbaticals will be listed under leaves.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But awards that are given by colleges or...
We wouldn't be listing college awards on a central website. But
okay.
Those aren't. I guess, and then they're not cash awards. They're different kinds of awards. They're typically like for travel money or something like that, and we don't have a central place for that. That's college-wide.
Okay.
Or individual colleges, I guess you could say. And just so you know, as soon as we find out if someone's giving a cash award, we shut it down. But we have to be made aware of it. So if you see something, please make us aware so that we can tell them that we need to follow the CBA.
Okay, we will try to get those responses about this table to you by the next session. There may be some additional questions you share with Charlie. Is there anything that we should be expecting to receive from you at the next meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a response to... There's not much to tinker with on our 23 proposal.
Right.
So you think ours is great? Me when I...
Any other business to do today?
I don't believe so.
All right.
You got an easy day, Chuck.
Sort of, yeah. All right. Thank you all. We're wrapped up for today.
Yeah.